All right, well, Trump is becoming far too predictable now. He's not fooling anybody, and certainly not Iran. So in this analysis report, and by the way, welcome, I'm Mike Adams, I'm going to go over Trump's tactic that he's playing this week. It's a game. It's not 3D chess. It's actually checkers. It's not even very elaborate. But here's the pattern that Trump always follows. So when he wants the enemy to be disarmed, he will announce publicly that we're close to a deal. And then he will announce that, oh, we're negotiating with them and we're pretty close on all the terms. Now, Iran used to participate in these negotiations because, well, they were gullible and they didn't realize that the negotiations carried out by U.S. representatives, Witkoff and Jared Kushner, that they were all theater to begin with, that the U.S. never negotiates in good faith, not with Russia, not with China, and certainly not with Iran. So the U.S. negotiation was always theater. And two times before, Trump used negotiations as an opportunity to initiate surprise attacks. And in one case, last summer, to kill the negotiators with, you know, bombing and missile strikes involving Israel and the United States. And then, of course, just, what, 3 weeks ago now, it happened again, where the U.S. was negotiating, you know, presumably negotiating with Iran. And in Oman, there were representatives that were announcing that there was great progress and there was probably a deal that was very, very close. And what did Trump do? He ordered an attack. So what Iran learned in this is that there's actually no point in participating in negotiations with the United States because the U.S. does not negotiate in good faith. And so right now, Iran is refusing to negotiate with the U.S. Can't blame them, actually. So there's no actual negotiation taking place. So Trump is now inventing negotiations. He announced to America that he's been negotiating, or the U.S. has been negotiating with a high-level official that, at least at first, he refused to name some high-level official in Iran, and that he couldn't tell you who it is because he doesn't want that person to be killed. Well, it kind of leaked out later, the name of this man, and then he posted that, no, he's not negotiating at all, that Trump is making it all up. So here we have the case where the theater of negotiations is still being carried out by the United States, even though Iran is no longer participating in the bad faith negotiations. So Trump just lies to America and says, oh yeah, they're negotiating with us. And he said, they're actually really, really close. They've agreed to almost all our terms. That's what he said. I mean, I'm paraphrasing obviously, but that's essentially what he said. And Iran put out a statement after that saying, no, we didn't agree to anything. And there's no negotiation taking place. Trump is making it up. Of course he is. In this case, Iran is clearly telling the truth and Trump is lying because that's what he does. And the pattern, which is my point here, the pattern that Trump is playing out here is to pretend that we're close to a deal, to pretend that there's going to be peace Monday through Friday. Now, understand, what happens Monday through Friday? Well, the stock market's open. You know, the oil markets are open. Gold and silver are open. And what Trump wants to do Monday through Friday, so, you know, we're going to call this workday Trump. Trump wants to have everything peaceful. Everything's great. Oil is going to flow, so gas prices stay low. The stock market's awesome. Everybody's going to get rich. Gold and silver are suppressed because, you know, the dollar is strong, right? So that's weekday Trump, Monday through Friday. And then in a pure Jekyll and Hyde fashion, we have weekend Trump. Weekend Trump is kind of the version of Trump like your friend in high school who went crazy, went out drinking and driving on the weekends. We had a friend like that. Mostly those friends died, by the way. They're no longer with us, but they were always crazy, you know? You knew somebody like that in high school, or maybe you were that person, who knows? But we all knew somebody who was like Monday through Friday, you know, they would show up at school. Friday night, oh, boom, now it's like, you know, weekend party time, get drunk, drive fast cars, see if you can go 150 miles an hour on the highway, right? that's weekend Trump. But weekend Trump is really war, like weekend warrior Trump. He bombs on the weekends. Think about all the big bombings, you know, all the attacks that have happened, in, especially involving Iran. But more than that, they happen on the weekends. It's usually early Saturday morning USA time or Saturday afternoon USA time, typically. And the reason that Trump does it that way is because he knows that the markets are going to tank if he were to bomb on a, you know, Wednesday or a Monday. But if he bombs on the weekend, then that gives the White House and the State Department and the controlled corporate media, gives them pretty much Sunday to tell the American people how awesome everything is. That, yeah, we bombed, but we won. You know, we destroyed everything. We destroyed their Air Force. We destroyed their Navy. We destroyed all their missile launchers. And the American people believe that. And the investors believe that. And then Monday morning, the markets open up as like a normal market. So by Trump being, you know, Monday through Friday, weekday Trump, everything's great. But then weekend warrior Trump doing the bombing over the weekend where the markets are closed, then he doesn't have to pay the consequences for his disastrous military campaigns, which are actually failing. But most of the American people don't know that because they're listening to corporate media, whether it's Fox News or CNN or New York Times or whoever. So they have no idea what's actually happening. They think that literally 16 fighter jets from the United States have all crashed out of the sky because of mechanical failure, not that any of them were hit by missiles or, you know. They think that the USS Gerald R. Ford, which burned up its back end, they think that the Ford, which now has to undergo 14 months of repairs, so it's out of commission for 14 months, they think that that happened from a laundry room fire. Yeah. Well, is the laundry room hanging out the backside of the ship? Because the photos I saw looked like it was on fire from the outside. But a lot of damage. 14 months out of commission. Right? So remember, Iran doesn't have to sink an aircraft carrier, just has to make it go back home. And that's exactly where the Ford is going. It's got to go back home for repairs. But we're always told that, oh, it's friendly fire or it's a mechanical problem or whatever. We're never told the truth. So Trump's weekend bombing combined with exerting strong media control and censorship, you know, Soviet style, but in the United States, you know, the USSA, that allows Trump to, so far, not pay the market consequences for his disastrous war. And what that means is that since he just announced yesterday, on Monday, that he's going to give a five-day extension to Iran. Well, a five-day extension ends when? Friday night, huh? After the markets close. What do you know? And remember, Trump's not even negotiating with anybody in Iran. It's all imaginary. You know, Trump has an imaginary friend. You know, if he sat down in a psychiatrist's couch, the psychiatrist would say, Mr. Trump, are the Iranian negotiators in the room with us now? You know, he's got, you know, how kids have imaginary friends? Trump has imaginary negotiation teams on Iran's side that he thinks he's negotiating with, you know, because they're texting him or something. It's probably Israel. It's probably Mossad pretending to be negotiating, you know. But anyway, because they no doubt control Trump's cell phone at this point. Anyway, notice Trump delayed it to Friday after the markets close. So here's what's going to happen. You can practically bet on this, although I'm not saying you actually should bet on it. Maybe there's a Polymarket bet on this. Who knows? But I don't place bets on Polymarket. I'm just saying, sometime Friday, Trump is going to announce that Iran has pulled out of the negotiations. Yeah. Or that they've, you know, they've refused to meet the demands or whatever. And Trump's going to tweet this out on Truth Social. Iran pulled out of the negotiations. They betrayed us. We have no choice now but to attack. Okay? Now again, it's all theater because Iran is not negotiating, but what's going to happen after that? it's very clear. Trump is going to stage a United States Marines land invasion of Iran. That's where this is going, almost certainly. And the week here, Monday through Friday, gives the Marines and, you know, the transport ships and everything time to get ready for that land invasion, which I predict will be a slaughter of U.S. Marines. But, you know, Trump will say, well, they died for your freedom. Yeah, whatever. I don't think that's true at all. They died for the pedophile empire, you know, unfortunately. And I don't think they wanted to die for the pedo empire. You know, the Operation Epstein Fury is what this is. And Trump is just going to throw bodies into Iran. Doesn't care how many die at this point. So, yes, a U.S. Marines invasion and also the 82nd Airborne apparently has been given orders. And I guess they're going to airdrop into Iran, something right out of World War II, you know, a bridge too far. What was that operation called in World War II where they had the paratroopers go in way behind enemy lines to try to protect the bridges for the supply lines? Oh my goodness. Can't believe I forgot the name of that. I got it. Market Garden. Operation Market Garden. Yeah, it was an airborne operation. And I think that's where the saying came, you know, a bridge too far, because they were trying to protect the bridges. Anyway, 82nd Airborne, I think, 101st Airborne. Eventually, some of these units were overrun. I don't know all the details, but Operation Market Garden. So we're going to see something like Operation Market Garden, probably in southern Iran. And my guess is that Trump will not be taking Karg Island. That is deliberate misinformation that's being put out through Trump's spokespeople in the media to try to convince Iran that the attack is coming onto Karg Island. Clearly, you know, another tactic out of World War II, right? Try to convince the Germans that we weren't going to land on the beaches of Normandy, you know. Classic deception. In truth, the troop transport ships can't sail through the Strait of Hormuz. That's too much of a choke point. So that means they have to land somewhere east of the Strait of Hormuz. And there's an Iranian naval town or city there. I don't recall the exact Chababamad or Chababad, something like that. Sorry, I don't know the names of the cities in Iran, but it's to the east of the Strait of Hormuz. Like Chama, your mama bad. I don't know what it is, but that's probably where Trump is going to land some troops and parachute some troops and try to take that. And then, you know, work their way west to try to control the oversight over the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. troops are going to get slaughtered. And we're never going to be told the truth about this. You know, we're going to be told, oh, it's a total victory, you know. Mr. 100% approval, Donald Trump, is going to say we have 100% victory, zero casualties. Zero casualties. And then, you know, the parents of all the dead Marines will be told that they died in, you know, a training accident or a car accident off base, or they died from a mysterious medical condition, or they died, you know, from natural cause, whatever. The American people are never going to be told the truth. And look, it is possible that the U.S. Marines and the 82nd Airborne combined, they can temporarily hold some town or a port. You know, they could hold a port. Sure, they could for a while. And then what? Because Iran's going to be launching missiles at the supply ships and drones. And drones and artillery will be fired upon the troops that are there, which means they're going to be killed. And somehow they got to make their way west to the Strait of Hormuz while under artillery fire the whole time and having essentially no armor or almost no armor. I don't know what they can airdrop out of the, you know, the cargo planes, but whatever they try to drop, those planes are at risk of getting shot down. Wouldn't be surprised if the U.S. loses a couple, you know? But whatever they can drop, it's not going to be heavy tanks, you know. It's going to be like armored personnel carriers or something. So the bottom line is, this is a suicide mission. And it might be set up to be engineered for thousands of casualties in order to get the American people really angry at Iran. You know, like maybe at some point they'll admit, oh, 5,000 Marines are dead. And then the American people get mad and say, well, we got to send in 50,000, you know, because that's the way Americans think. Most Americans just, they believe all the propaganda. They think that we can do anything we want in the world. No one can stop us. And that our military is the most superior military force in the world. And that is simply just not the case any longer at all. So ultimately, what this means is, you know, Trump doesn't care about the ramifications on U.S. energy prices and gas prices and food shortages, etc., of what he's doing. You know, he's obedient to Israel. This is all about destroying Iran for Israel's sake and taking out the Gulf states, or having Iran take out the Gulf states so that Israel can expand its Greater Israel project. But Trump wants to artificially keep the market high while he's actually destroying assets that will come back to haunt the United States. So that's why he has to play, you know, weekday Trump versus weekend warrior Trump. Ultimately, though, you can't hide the economic losses from a collapsing supply of fertilizer, collapsing global supply of liquid natural gas, as well as helium for microchips, and, you know, sulfur and sulfuric acid for industrial processes, etc. And even disruptions in oil. You can't hide it forever. So whatever Trump is doing here tactically is only a short-term strategy. It doesn't actually work very long. But he'll use it for as long as he can, you know, just lie to the American people, like, we're going to have peace. Oh, and also, I forgot to mention, there's a lot of insider trading that goes on, clearly with people who are close to Trump. They place bets on the stock market right before Trump announces something that they know will drive the market up. The same thing happened with tariffs. So right before Trump was going to announce a tariff on, let's say, copper, some mystery people would place all these options on higher copper prices, and then they would make huge profits when Trump announced the copper tariff, or aluminum, or when Trump would target a specific country like India or China or Japan. And then when they wanted to make more money, Trump would just, you know, announce, oh, we're canceling the tariffs, or, you know, we're lowering them to 15%. And then, you know, boom, there'd be a big move in commodities or oil or the markets. And then the people who had advanced knowledge, they would make, you know, sometimes billions of dollars. And then 2 days later, Trump would reverse himself. And he would say, oh, the tariff's back on. You know, they're not negotiating, whatever. And then, you know, so Trump is whipsawing the markets up and down while people close to Trump, who clearly are engaged in all kinds of insider trading, are making billions and billions of dollars. So there's the profits that are being skimmed off of this war operation and the tariff operations are just unbelievable. And yes, that's completely illegal, by the way. Insider trading is totally illegal. But who's going to prosecute, you know? Right now, nobody. Not until the Democrats get in power, which is probably going to happen with the midterms. And then there's going to be a lot of potentially criminal investigations and indictments in the following years, especially if the Democrats gain control over the DOJ in 2029. Of course, who knows? We don't even know if we're going to have elections. We don't know what Trump's going to do between now and then, or what's going to happen with world war, etc. Anyway, it's clear there's a lot of insider trading going on. So that's a component of what Trump is doing. It also explains why it's kind of pointless to be in the stock market, because you don't have the information that his associates have. They've got insider information. They know in advance what Trump is about to announce, and they know how that's going to move markets. You don't. So you're betting against the house. So you might as well get all your money out of the stock market. I mean, get rid of the counterparty risk anyway. You should get completely out of the stock market because it's all rigged, obviously. And gold and silver markets are rigged, of course, but this week because Trump is pushing the good news Monday through Friday, that's going to suppress gold and silver prices. So this is probably, my guess, this is a great buying opportunity now, just this week, for gold in particular. For silver, I think silver could still go lower because of the destruction of industrial demand for silver due to the shortage of natural gas. So for me personally, I'm not buying silver this week. I bought it last at 76, so I've lost some since then, but I'm just holding on to that silver because I know it's going to turn around. But this is a buying opportunity for gold, in my opinion, because gold will skyrocket next week if Trump proceeds with his weekend warrior bombing invasion, you know, Operation Market Garden. Actually, in celebration of Trump, we should call it Operation Rigged Market Garden. Right? Operation Rigged Market Garden. That's what Trump is doing. So that probably means gold will go up when the markets open on Monday or even, you know, Sunday night in overseas trading, you're going to see gold spike up. That is, if Trump makes good on his invasion, which is what it looks like he's setting up. So don't take this as financial advice. Obviously, do your own research, etc. But my guess is this is a buying opportunity for gold. It's a hold and wait moment for silver, in my view. And next week, we could see gold skyrocket and oil skyrocket, well, especially if there's a lot of retaliatory destruction of energy infrastructure in the Persian Gulf, then oil is going to skyrocket next week. You know, $150 a barrel, maybe. Depends on how much gets destroyed, actually. $200 a barrel is even possible in the short term, depending on how much gets destroyed. So that's my take on all of this. The upshot is Trump has become very predictable. He's pretending to negotiate. He's pretending that there's good news. He's going to reverse everything probably on Friday, and then he's going to invade this weekend. And so gold and silver will be suppressed this week. Gold will probably spike next week if this invasion takes place. And then energy scarcity will get a lot worse after this invasion and the retaliation attacks from Iran. Now, by the way, as one final note, I don't think Iran is fooled by any of this. I mean, clearly they're not. The Iranian people are very intellectually capable people. It's a very smart culture, by the way, with a long history of invention and mathematics and, you know, just superior cognition. And it's not that hard to be smarter than Trump right now either. I think Joe Biden was smarter than the way Trump is acting right now. I mean, yeah, it's bad. It's bad. That's saying something. But Iran isn't fooled, which means Iran is absolutely preparing for a ground invasion. In my view, I mean, you know, I don't have any special inside information, obviously, from the Pentagon or Iran or anybody. I'm just looking at the map and looking at the news and just watching open source information and drawing these kind of obvious conclusions that Iran is clearly preparing for an invasion because the U.S. keeps mobilizing, you know, thousands of Marines and the 82nd Airborne. What do you think? They're going to use them somewhere. They're going to use them. So things are going to get escalated, let's say, probably this coming weekend. So, hey, use this week to buy fuel, you know, top off your gas tanks, get more diesel, whatever, because it's going to get worse next week if Trump goes full weekend warrior here. That's my guess. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that Trump is somehow genuinely looking for an exit. And maybe there's a possibility that he will announce peace even when Iran has not agreed to anything. That Trump could just say, they've agreed, and so we're leaving. And then he just pulls back the military, you know, to avoid any further losses. And then Iran would be like, we didn't agree to anything. We still control the strait. And then Trump says to the Europeans, it's your problem, bitches, you know, and just gets out of there. That's a possible outcome, although I would think that's only like a 10% chance. I think it's a 90% chance that Trump is going to order an invasion and that it's going to happen this weekend. But we'll see. We'll see. Things can change, obviously. A lot can change between now and then. So be sure to tune into my additional podcast this week and I'll give you updates or possibly changes in my prediction based on the reality of what's happening. In the meantime, if you do want to get gold and silver this week while it's suppressed, then check out metalswithmike.com, and that will take you to Battalion Metals, which is the company co-founded by Tucker Carlson. That's our affiliate sponsor, and you know I've worked with them for many, many years. A really great pro-liberty, Ron Paul supporters run that company, multi-generational company. I've worked with them for over 6 years, and highly trustworthy, honest brokers, and they won't rip you off like some of these other gold retailers and dealers that Tucker Carlson has exposed, by the way. In fact, the reason Tucker co-founded Battalion Metals is because that was the company he knew he could work with in an honest way that wouldn't rip off people. So, and then Tucker dropped that documentary that talks about all these other gold scammers out there. Yeah, well, Tucker chose this group to work with for the same reason I did, because we are high integrity people. We are honest people. We don't want to rip people off and, you know, make a bunch of extra millions of dollars by overcharging retirees for gold. No, no, thank you. That's not a business model that I would sign up for. Neither would Tucker. So that's why we're both affiliated with Battalion Metals, because it's the honest company. So check them out, metalswithmike.com. Again, I would not purchase silver right now. I would hold silver, but I would look at gold, do your own research, see if it's a good fit. It's definitely down significantly from where it was, maybe almost 20% or something like that. So this could be the buying opportunity. But if Trump actually announces peace, like some legitimate peace, then I might be wrong. Then gold would probably plummet more. So keep that in mind. There's always that possibility. And frankly, I would rather have peace than higher gold prices. I would rather have peace. I don't want to see the world burn just to see gold hit 10,000. No, no, thank you. Gold is an insurance policy in case the worst case happens. The worst case could happen in less than a week, it turns out. So be prepared. You can catch more of my podcast at brightvideos.com and also my interviews. I'm doing a lot of interesting interviews this week. And then in addition, you can catch my articles at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
Stock up on Health Ranger's nascent iodine, highly bioavailable, shelf-stable, non-GMO, and lab-tested for purity. A bug-out bag essential. Only at healthrangerstore.com.